Hello, and welcome beyond the surface number 178 on Rock Radio NI. My name's Dave, and I'm here for an hour show to hurt your ears with a bit of a run into the Incineration Festival this weekend in London, which I'm going to. So I thought I'd play a few of the bands that are playing there. So to kick things off, here's Amorphis with Mermaid from the Beginning of Time's album.
Gone back to the lake and ride his dune to
Amorphis are top of the bill this weekend. Incineration Camden Town between 3-4 venues. Electric Ballroom, The Dev, Black Heart and The Underworld. Some of them are harder to get into than others. And straight after Amorphis, that was another one fairly far up the bill. Carpathian Forest with I Am Possessed with the We Are Going to Hell for this album. Super stuff. So just as I was putting this together this week, news came through that Steve Albini had died of a heart attack. And those who don't know Steve Albini, legendary producer, Neurosis, Nirvana, you name it, he's produced them, you know, and Pixies, bands like that. But this is a track from his own band, Big Black, and this one's called Colombian Necktie. And just while we're on the subject of dead people, I thought I'd play a bit of Slayer there with Hate Worldwide from the World Painted Blood album, which was last week was Jeff Hanneman's anniversary. He's dead 13 years, and that was the last Slayer album he played on. I think he might have written parts of Relentless, I'm not too sure, but nobody really knows too much about them later Slayer albums anyway. So on further down the bill in Incineration, Conan, keeping it slow and heavy. Them boys have played Belfast quite a few times and just bring the most ridiculously sized amps. At the time they played, the first time they played the Limelight, it was actually hard to breathe down the front of the stage. It was just that much air being pushed. But this is a track from their Evidence of Mortality record from 2022, and this one's called Ritual of Anonymity. We'll be right back. And then shifting along after Conan, that was Cryptic Shift with Voyage Through Dimensions from their Return to the Realms from 2016. More tech death, just pure flat out, no messing about, razor sharp stuff. So next week, closer to home, Belfast, Green Lung has rolled around at last. It seems like donkey's years since that was actually announced. Must have been late last year. I actually bought a ticket for it in advance. That's how excited I was about that until I heard the new album, which isn't bad, but I think it's a downgrade from their first two. It's a bit on the light side. But anyway, this is a track that I really like of it. It's called Mountain Throne. It's from the Heathen Land from last year. We'll be right back. After Green Lung, a new band, I've played them before. Wheel, there's two Wheels. This one's more of a tech metal sort of thing going on, more in the sort of line of Tool maybe. Another one's like a doom band, but this is from their new record, Charismatic Leaders, and that one was called Disciple. Really good track, really enjoyed what I've heard of that so far. Looking forward to hearing the album. So Metal Blade has sent their singles across this week, and picked this week Portrait, of course, a band played in Belfast a couple of times as well, and their albums are fairly solid now. It seems like they've just gone that wee step heavier. A wee bit of blasting in this one, which hasn't been in previous albums. The last album, I can't really remember a lot about it. I bought it, but I probably need to revisit it. But this is a track from their new one, The Host, and this is called The Blood Covenant.
Hey! all alone, and you don't know where to go to. Come and take a trip with me to future world. And if you're running through your life and you don't know what the sense is, come and look how it could be in future.
After Portrait, that was Halloween, of course, with Future World from Keeper of the Seven Keys, Part 1. Just heard that one on, I think it was it Planet Rock, or am I making that up? And maybe it was just one of my playlists that we heard it on, but heard it anyway during the week in the car and thought, oh, been a while since that one's been out and about, so treat you to that one. So back to the Incineration Festival, and a band called Lost Brethren, More Tech Death, featuring a guy, Adrian Crozet, I think you pronounce Adrian's name. He actually plays with the Crawling, and he played with Zombified here in Belfast as well. So he's one of our local boys who's joined this band. So I'm looking forward to seeing them on Saturday. And they've got a video and stuff. If you fancy having to watch it, it's up there on YouTube. This one's called Intergalactic Reprisal from the Dimensional Rift EP of 2023. And that blast of violence there was Rotten Sound with a track called Sharing from their album Apocalypse from last year. They're doing the warm-up night in Camden Town. I just wasn't able to get over for it. And the lineup wasn't strong enough to warrant another night at £3 million in a London hotel. But there you go, Rotten Sound. So back to Steve Albini. And I thought we would bring into play some of his... productions. I should have said earlier, the Columbia Necktie was requested by Chris Osborne. He had got in touch with me about Steve Albini dying, so these two are for Chris as well. This is first up, Neurosis with Under the Surface. Sound familiar? From the Times of Grace album from 1999, an album that was, it's one of my favourites. It's a hard listen for me, just for, I don't know why, but it's just one of them albums, it's always just... Oof. Love it, but it puts me on edge. But anyway, Under the Surface.
We'll be right back.
And after Neurosis, that was Om featuring Al Cicernauts, who of course plays with Sleep. And that was a track called Mediation is the Practice of Death from the God is Good album, which is also produced by Steve Albini. So it gives you sort of a bit of the idea of the depth of his work. His most famous story is he produced a Nirvana album in utero. And he always said, if a record can't be recorded in a week, like, what are you doing wrong? And he didn't take any points off the album either. You know, the producer gets a point, album sells 30 million, the producer gets his cut off them 30 million, but he just takes his fee and runs. But he produced it anyway, and it went to Geffen, and Geffen went, what is this? And how do we reproduce? I think Courtney Love tried to punch him in the face, actually, or something. It was some story like that, but big record labels, huh? But anyway, thanks for listening. And then tonight, we're going to go out with a slow, quiet one, an acoustic guitar from Steve Von Till, a record I dug out again there recently. And this is a title track from that album, A Grave is a Grim Horse. So until next time, look after yourselves, and I hope you enjoy the weekend. I think the weather's meant to be good. Get the barbecue on, get the tunes out, treat the neighbours to the Top of the Pops and all that. So until next time, bye.
Survived by your deeds, we will remember and honor your name. A grave's a grim horse to with my face pressed into yours. Thin is the veil, thick is the skin, to cross the borderlands of flesh. A grave's a grim hole. As I lie on this house of bones, speak to me now of time's strange past. Do ages repeat all the same? Tell me what you see out there. Blanket can't keep out.